In our introduction at the beginning of this course, Avi told us that the course was going to be about finding structures to help scaffold learning in a manner that fit with our own philosophies of teaching and learning. Through the weeks that followed, we explored a number of LMS and non-LMS tools that would help facilitate the delivery of a thorough and comprehensive course that not only met our needs as instructors, but also the needs of our students in that they would provide an engaging and exciting learning experience for each learner. How do I know this? Well, because I had that exact experience in this course. This course has been all about relevance for me, taking what I've learned and putting it into use. Projects completed were projects that I could transfer right over into my own classroom. My LMS build was a novel study unit that I could easily have my students work on tomorrow. In looking to build a non-LMS collection of tools, I was able to showcase tools that I would use in the classroom as well as share some that I already do. Every single aspect of both projects was relevant to my own work. It's important to know when building a course of study online that LMSs are not meant to simply be recreations of face-to-face classrooms. Simply putting your resources onto a virtual platform is not the intention. But instead, they should be the new face of education. They should provide the platform to build new and engaging learning environments that draw their learners in, provide the information that they need, and assess their progression of learning along the way. One of the reasons that I am in the OLTD program is that I believe the traditional classroom setting is soon going to become somewhat of an antiquated experience. As students are taking more of a leadership role in their own education, institutions are going to need to adapt their delivery to meet the demands of the learner. No longer will we be housed in buildings meant specifically for the delivery of content and information. Classrooms will exist everywhere. And that's if they don't already. Students may choose to learn from the comfort of their own home, attend a meeting at a community center, or meet at the local coffee shop for a debate and discussion activity that they have prepared for on their own time. The face of education is changing, and as a teacher, it is my job to keep up with it, at least if I want to continue to have a job. So how do I provide an overview of what my classroom would look like in an online environment? How can I prepare for the future of education when that future is hard to outline and describe in the first place? Well, I can say this, it's going to change a lot and probably constantly. My job is definitely not going to get any easier. The primary purpose of this website is to outline some tools and resources that I would use in my online classroom and identify pros and cons of each. Some of them we've looked at in class. Some of them, as evidenced in my non-LMS build, are tools that I already use in my classroom. In each case, I've reflected on how and why I would use them, but also the benefits to students as well as myself in integrating them into the classroom. I've split this website into various sections in order to cover off most of the leading questions, and hopefully, through the creation of the entire site, I'll be able to articulate just how I would use these systems to help me develop my courses where students learn in the best way for them while providing me with the tools I require for efficient and efficacious presentation, moderation, support, and assessment, as our critical question asks.